Bay's Tan Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Come on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, prizes, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
What is going on, everybody? Coming to you live as we do each and every Wednesday from Tournament Da Pizza. A lot of cool things set for today's show there, Matthew.
All right. No Tim Bell salute, no I died this week?
Well, you know, I almost had a dilemma.
Oh.
Well, it was fake news.
Okay. Oh, so, those the guy from Die Hard?
Bruce Willis.
Yeah, I saw that come across. I was like, what?
So as soon as I saw it, I jumped on. I'm like, do I do it early? Do I do it late? Well, luckily,
it wasn't real.
Fake news.
Okay, good deal.
Here are some things that is not fake news.
Okay.
We have some in-restaurant guests today.
Yes.
Very, very cool.
Okay.
First and foremost, he should be here within the next 15 minutes or so. Officer Philip Mockler. And we're going to talk about a big, huge, massive charity event next weekend. Unfortunately, you're going to be busy at the Arnold.
I will.
This is
Mr. Olympia. It's the Arnold's right in Columbus.
No wonder I couldn't get the info.
This is the Mr. Olympia.
I kept Googling Arnold, and I couldn't find anything about the Arnold Classic in Orlando.
Yeah, there's none.
Well, that's why I couldn't get it.
Because it's in Ohio.
So I guess I'm not credentialed because, I knew it was in Ohio because I've been to that. Next weekend, and we're going to talk to Philip here momentarily, huge celebrity weekend with Rodney Atkins.
Okay.
And I don't know if you know this, but on my daughter's playlist for her wedding next year is Rodney Atkins songs.
Okay.
Things that relate to her and me that he sang about.
Okay.
I can't tell you the words that we've changed them to, or what? Really, she's changed them to.
Oh, so you can't change somebody's lyrics?
It's just a word here, a word there.
No, but still, that's not the way it was designed by the author.
It's the same thing. It's just my daughter took the cuss word to a whole new level.
Wow.
And it's about me driving.
That's like taking someone's painting and like adding your own brushstroke to it. Like, that's not the same work of art. It changes the piece.
Okay.
Whatever. Tell me I'm wrong.
No, you're not. You're not wrong. You're not wrong. Softball game on Saturday.
Oh, a big one in Sarasota.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking
about. Yeah. Andrew Jones, Jones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm playing in it.
What?
Yep.
What about me?
What about you?
I'm great. I'm a right-hander.
You're at the Arnold.
I'm like a sophomore. I won't be there on Sunday. That's only on Saturday.
Huh. This is Saturday.
Oh, dang.
The game is Saturday.
Dang. I thought it was on Sunday.
No, Friday's the VIP, and we're going to talk to Philip about it momentarily. And then I continue to get a text from our second group of guests.
Okay.
I hate the word legend. I hate the word legendary.
Okay.
But this guest pulled a legendary coup when he was on Survivor.
Okay.
Coming to studio, Johnny Fairplay.
What?
Now, do you know what Johnny Fairplay did?
No.
He preset, okay, this whole thing, he planned it out. So there's an episode every season of Survivor where the winner gets like letters from home and they get to hang out with whoever came and, you know, the whole nine yards. So, so all of the significant other, father, mother, wife, kid, whatever, they all come out, you know, as each contestant is getting ready to compete. So Johnny Fairplay's other plus one came and said, I have really bad news for you. Your plus one, your grandmother, couldn't make it because she passed away. It was a lie.
Wow.
And so
that's what Survivor is, right?
It's a lie.
It's right. Like, who's the most deceptive of the deceptive?
So all the other contestants let him win. So he won and got to hang out and got to, yeah. So we're going to talk to Johnny Fairplay.
So are you going to try to get on the show? Like, are they your in? Do they have connections like that?
We're going to ask.
Okay.
No. I'm going to ask.
Okay.
Because this ain't no we thing.
You brought the video to show your audition
tape? No, but I could find it.
Let's put it up on the Facebook. We got a producer somewhere. That's his job.
Janet Carbon will be here from Survivor 39.
Okay.
Mama C will be here from Survivor 30.
Dang.
And we're going to hang out. They're going to eat some pizza. They're going to maybe make a pizza. You know, we'll see.
I don't have any cooks. It's just me.
Well, that's why they're going to cook them.
Right.
We're going to have them cook the pizzas while we do the show. Yeah,
see if they can survive.
Exactly.
No, how'd you get piped into like the Survivor show? I mean, this is, of all the TV reality shows, this is the one that's always been like your, like, holy grail, or your favorite. Like, if you were going to do a show, this is the one.
Yeah. I mean, it's the one that I attempted to get on before. And, right. And I've always said, and it would be a way for you to get control of the show.
Okay.
I've always said, if I got that phone call, but you have to leave right now,
you're gone.
I'm gone.
Instantly. For an undisclosed amount of time.
Gone.
Undisclosed location.
You can't call home. You can't tell your wife you're leaving until you're on the plane.
Oh, okay. Gone. So you would tell your wife.
Well, once I'm gone.
Because you want to call the police and put like an Amber Alert or a Silver Alert.
Would kind of be, it kind of would be tough, you know, with Nell, not seeing Nell for 6 weeks.
Speaking of Silver Alert, we always talk about silver sneakers and your age of, you know, when you attempt to get back in shape. Joe Marquardt in a major accident.
Major.
And he's grateful to be alive, and I think he has a new perspective on how fragile life is and how quick it can be changed in an instant. So
when what he told me was what hit him the hardest, he said it was the most violent thing he's ever been in. And it was a hit and run, by the way.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he like hit a guardrail or something.
He hit everything.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it looked bad.
He hit guardrail, hit other cars, and the car that caused it took off.
Oh.
Unfortunately for him, well, because of the hit and run that we suffered, he'll probably get a $500 fine and walk just like the guy who hit us. But the thing is, he will get caught because it was on a toll road.
Oh, they got cameras everywhere.
So they got cameras. Yeah, like, they're gonna.
They have the timing. They know what cars, what do the toll.
Exactly. The thing that he said.
So should all roads be toll roads then?
Well, not toll roads, but it should all be monitored. You know, you could have cameras without toll roads.
They have cameras on the Yellow Brick Road.
Oh, by the way, the Phillies stink. All right,
going to see the Wizard.
The Wizard.
Yeah, you got to
see. Pulling levers and such.
Yeah, see, your Diamondbacks are going to the World Series. So, congratulations.
Shut up. I now know why I don't watch baseball. And I've said I'm not a baseball fan. I'm a Phillies fan. But continuing with Joe Marquis, he said what hit him the most was his daughter's seat. Whatever they're called.
Car seat. Right, booster seat.
Was destroyed.
Wow.
So if she would have been in the seat, destroyed.
Wow.
So he goes, that's what hit me the hardest.
For sure.
And to put up with that and understand that, you know, it was a little difficult.
In typical tool bag fashion, the hardest thing that hit him was probably the steering wheel.
Probably.
I mean, he's cut open. I mean, that's a bigger fight than anything he's ever been in. He said that.
That dude has a hard head, though. It would take more than a couple airbags. You know,
I'm glad to see he's safe and on the road to recovery and here to live another day.
No, 100%. I did watch the Phillies in the NLCS. Worst managerial job I have ever seen.
Worse than the Rays?
Oh, worse.
What? The Cash took out a star pitcher in the sixth inning and like lost the World Series?
Well, I didn't watch the Rays, so I really don't know. You have a center fielder rookie who can't hit.
Okay.
You can hit better than him, and I know you can't hit.
Well, you don't know that.
I do know that.
Got hand-eye coordination.
Bases loaded. Dude can't hit, and they don't pinch hit for him. Okay? Bad enough. His next at-bat, the game's basically over, they pinch hit for him. How about pitch hitting for him when we need
it? When it matters.
When it matters. Right. Not we, but, you know, when it matters. Bryce Harper, I think, had one hit. In like forever.
I like it.
There were 1, 2, 3, 4. Brutal. Schwarber hit another home run.
Who's in the World Series now?
It would be your Diamondbacks.
Yeah.
And your Texas Rangers. So Chuck Norris is leading off.
It's like the World Series and the National League Series Championship in the desert. Title, tumbleweeds.
Ironic that you mentioned desert.
Oh.
We will talk about the desert and how this affected a fight at Abu Dhabi. Last Saturday. We'll talk about that when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Staff Zone, 8-Man Strong, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and BioAccelerator. We'll be right back.
what's going on? This is Nick Lachey from MTV's Newlyweds, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship teams up with Joe Weider's Olympia Friday, November 3rd at the Orange County Convention Center as Dave Redneck Mundell puts his title on the line against Doug Cold Red Coltrane. Plus, Julian Let Me Bang Lane knuckles up with Marat Lord Pitbull Kazgan. Also, Crystal the Rugged Beauty Pittman versus Jay Nasty, Jordan Roslin, and many more Bare Knuckle fights. Watch it live on the BKFC app. Download it at BKFC.com.
How's it going, everybody? It's Jordan with Curated Heat, one of the best vintage stores in St. Petersburg, Florida. We are located on 2356 Central Ave in downtown St. Petersburg. We have sold to many different type of people, including Super Bowl winning athletes, celebrities, influencers. We do everything from vintage clothing, Supreme, Hypewear, Kicks, everything you could want, man. So make sure to come stop on down and see us at Curated Heat. Make sure to contact us on our Instagram at Curated Heat or our whatnot at Curated Heat. Again, our Instagram at Curated Heat or whatnot at Curated Heat.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, everybody. This is Jason Sheff from the band Chicago, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back coming to you live from Tournament Pizza today. Why are you smiling all of a sudden?
Why not? Can't be happy?
No.
Why?
We need to get a new liner. Jason Sheff, formerly from the band Chicago, now from Generation Radio.
I didn't know he was a chef.
Not only is he a chef, but it has been brought to my attention, you, my friend, are bad luck.
I am. What did I do?
You decide after a year, right, that you're going to torture me.
Yes.
You kick Steve to the sidelines.
Yes.
By the way, Steve is in the limo headed over to get Johnny Fairplay. You push Steve out.
I did.
You take his credential.
I do.
For John Jones versus Stipe Miocic.
Because it's, in your opinion, the greatest fighter of all time. The GOAT.
The greatest MMA fighter of all time.
To, you know, see him maybe on his final hurrah at Madison Square Garden in New York City, the pizza capital of the world. And,
He gets hurt by my luck,
tore a pectoral muscle
yesterday.
Surgery out of the fight. And then they just took it away from Stipe. And they're like, hey, we know you were the former champ, the most defenses as a heavyweight champ, but You're not even worthy of fighting someone else.
Hold on a second. Hold on. Interim. You don't know that.
I already do know that.
You don't know that.
They've already posted the fight.
Stipe didn't turn it down?
He didn't even get offered it.
No, I'm going to – I'll make some phone calls.
I don't think he even got offered
it. I think he didn't want it.
Against
– Yeah, he doesn't want the interim. You know, he's coming back after God knows how long he's been out.
Oh, so you think they gave him that option?
Right.
I don't know, man. Yeah.
Well, we're going to talk about that. Plenty of things that we're going to talk about over the next couple hours. Limo just left to go pick up Johnny Fairplay,
yeah.
Janet Carbon, and Mama C, all from Survivor. But first and foremost, you're going to be in Orlando.
I am.
I'm headed to Sarasota, and we're going to get details on next weekend's event. Let's welcome Philip Mockler. Philip, how are you, sir?
Doing good. How are you guys?
Not too bad. We appreciate your time. Let's talk about this event next week.
Give me 1 second. I'm just catching up here.
I think he's like piloting a helicopter or something over there.
Yeah. Looks official. He's got the
he
hat
does.
On. Yeah,
he does.
I have never used one of these devices before, so I don't know if it's being heard correctly.
It is, but pull it closer.
A little closer to your mouth. Yeah. A little closer. There you go.
There you go. Keep bending it.
Got it.
Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going.
Now you look like a helicopter pilot.
There you go.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of helicopters.
Well,
so a quick funny story about that. So in my prior life, I was a Marine on active duty, and my first deployment was to Greece. And my first helicopter ride, the pilot said they were going to see how many of us they could make throw up.
Oh.
So they took us on a helicopter ride, and they were twisting and turning, and My gunnery sergeant, because I had just gotten out of boot camp, and he looked at me and he's like, "If you throw up, I'm gonna." And then there was a couple cuss words that said, and I held it in and I made it, and I didn't embarrass myself that day. But I've hated helicopters ever since.
What I was going to ask before the story, what are you a fan of? Just so I know, so maybe we can bring something up that's positive.
Not gonna get in trouble.
Anything that's not a helicopter.
Things that I love is baseball.
Nice.
Love. We're looking forward to the celebrity softball game that's coming up there, as you were talking about, down in Sarasota County. Fan of our local heroes, law enforcement, firefighter, and military, and their families, and everything they do every day, both locally and overseas. And those are the things that
we'll touch base on baseball, because I'm still in the dumps after last night. But I've asked my brother-in-law this, who retired from the Marines 24 years. How come I'm ex-Navy, but you're a Marine? There's no such thing as ex-Marine, but it's ex-Navy, Air Force isn't even military, ex-Army. How come Marines never have to use that EX word?
Very easy answer. We're better than the rest of you.
Yeah, that's what happens.
Very easy answer.
See, you notice how I'm not really, well, you're poking him a little bit. Oh, I am. Take a look at him.
He's a Marine.
He's a Marine. Yeah. It is a little different.
You guys know your role. I mean, you guys pick on the Coast Guard guys like about not being 6 foot tall.
Did you know that?
The Coast Guard is a lower class than everyone else.
Well, no, this was recently passed that in order to be in the Coast Guard, you have to be 6 feet or taller. It's a new rule.
I have not heard that.
That way, if the ship sinks, they can walk back to shore.
That is a very good safety protocol to
exactly.
put in place.
Now, I will publicly, because I've told this story before, so we broadcast from the UFC Fan Expo every year. And, it's a thing, and I'm sure you're aware of it, military, kind of joke around with military. And, it's no disrespect, but it kind of sounds disrespectful, to a novice. So the UFC PR goes, I know how you love getting military guys on. One of our slap champions is Army. I said, yeah, sit him down. So he sits down, and the first thing out of my mouth is, I apologize. I go, I'm sorry that you're really not military, you're Army. And he turned so red, and he goes, I'm a Marine. I go, oh, crap.
Did he have an opportunity to slap you?
No.
Well, there's actually a pretty funny comedian. He talks about how the Navy SEALs are really wimps. They're not what they seem to be.
Oh, this should be interesting.
They dress up in the night goggles and sneak around and attack you when you're not looking. He's like, that's not very brave. He goes, who's brave? Al-Qaeda. He's like, they're coming out in their flip-flops to pajamas, throwing rocks at tanks. Just them and their brothers knowing they're going to get trashed and messed up. So he goes, that's bravery at its finest.
I've seen that video, and it is very hilarious.
It is.
All right, so let's talk about next weekend. Rodney Atkins, a big fan of. I met him at one of our charity events in Nashville at Make-A-Wish. And I know that he's performing. He's involved in this. So tell us a little bit about the event and his involvement.
So very excited to have Rodney come on board for this event. He He has had an amazing country career, and he is also very pro law enforcement, firefighter, military. He has done USO tours. He has he went over and played in Afghanistan as well for the troops overseas. And just we've been very thankful. We've been very thankful that he has come on board. So above and beyond working with him and his staff on this whole process. So we actually created this event, and we were supposed to be the first one prior to COVID. Got canceled. Then the hurricane hit last year, and Rodney even gave me a call to my cell. Usually it's got people that call, and his manager's like, hey, Rodney's going to give you a call. He's like, hey, just checking in on you guys. You're in our prayers, and just that's a class act. And we said, hey, do you mind? Because we got to back it up a year because of the storm last year down in Southwest Florida. And they said, absolutely. So they have just been amazing to work with. He's going to be there for VIP night at Palm Island Resort the night prior. He's going to be playing in the celebrity softball game. And then, of course, the Rodney Atkins concert, which huge, huge fan of his. He's got amazing number one hits, and looking forward to that.
What position is he playing? Do you know?
Yet to be determined. We're gonna see how people get out there on the field and start throwing the ball, and then we'll say we'll let the coaches make those game day decisions.
So I told you that I've put a couple together. We had a couple of Michael Bolton events, and Michael was performing at what's now Amalie Arena on a Friday. The game was on a Saturday, and we're in the back, and the fans are booing because he's late, and you know all he cares about is the next day, the softball game. And he goes, who's playing? And I ran down a couple of names. I said, Warren Sapp. He goes, what position is Warren playing? I said, he's playing first base, and if you run by him, he's going to pick you up and body slam you. Warren never said that. I made it up. I swear to you, the next day, Michael singled, stopped at first, and Warren went to grab him to pick him up. And he's like running around. It was definitely funny. How serious is the game going to be? I mean, we're all competitors, but is it? It's fun, but it's competitive. Is it?
See, that's the balance we got to figure out, because there are some people that they're going 100 miles per hour no matter what you put them in. You put them in to sit down for dinner, and they're ready to win. So it's going to be a combination of fun and entertainment, and that's our goal. So we want people to have fun. We want them to make a day of it, and there are those competitive. I'm one of those competitive people that when I go out there, like here for fun, I'm like, it's fun when I win. So, exactly. So let's go.
Exactly. What are the charities that are involved and will be benefiting from this?
So the main United Way of South Sarasota County is helping organize and put on this event. And one of the top recipients who has been involved and who I'm a part of is My Warriors Place. We have a location in Hillsborough County in Ruskin on the Water that's been there for over 10 years. It was started by Kelly Caldwell. Her son was killed in Afghanistan in 2009. And for a way for her to give back, she started taking men and women coming back from combat on boating rides. And then it morphed, and now we have a 5-acre retreat on the water where we do PTSD clinics, grief counseling, just have places for families to come and stay. It's all free for our heroes and their families. We've got about 30 canoes and kayaks. We've got a boating docks where you can go fishing. And it's just a way, when you need to get away, it's amazing. We just opened up a second location down in Punta Gorda, which is in further South Florida. So the community has stepped up huge, and we're very thankful. So those are two of the organizations. And the amazing part, when we started this, when I had a chance to meet with the Atlanta Braves when they were building their spring training stadium, I said, this is what I want to do. I want to do this event where 100% of the proceeds. And before I could even finish, they said, absolutely, we're on board. What do you need? Yeah. This is the first annual event, and we already have next year scheduled and the year after scheduled. And each year, 100% of the proceeds will go back to local heroes and their families, which is huge.
Absolutely. That's awesome. And I know that, you know, we just met. I've reached out to a couple people. I'm going to tell you off the air, two Buccaneers that have already said that they will come down if you'd like them to. And then Warren Sapp, who will be out of town, has already said, get me the date for next year. Mike Allstott said the same thing. Martine Grammatica said the same thing. So this year is going to be great, and we're already starting to work on next year. Who are some of the other celebrities that will be playing on Saturday?
Well, I'm going to talk briefly about you guys. I did a little research on your program, and MMA is one of the things you guys are talk about a lot.
We do.
So I, when we were speaking with you, you were telling me about a Guinness Book of World Record that you hold.
Correct.
for the longest softball game ever.
Longest slow pitch softball game ever.
And the title is still there, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so I may have an unofficial world record. I may have been beaten up more times by professional fighters than any person in the history of the world. Hmm. So in the late 90s, as MMA was coming to fruition, my brother and his friends started training, and they ended up becoming professional MMA fighters. And they have, one of them has since gone, they both opened a school together. My brother went one direction, and one gentleman continued down that road, and he has one of the largest MMA schools in Florida, in Orlando. And it just left my mind. What's the big MMA school that...
Fusion?
No.
Is it Seth?
Where Seth Petrozelli trains. Yeah.
Jungle.
Jungle MMA and Fitness. I got to know Seth many years. Mike Lee, who is the owner of that. So yep. Mike was my brother's best friend.
Oh, very cool.
So okay. they all became professionals, and I am the youngest of six.
So let me ask you a question now. Because you're a Marine. You're a tough guy. I'm a pizza guy. Okay, we're also tough. did you ever go unconscious? Did they ever take you a rear naked choke? Did you ever go blackout?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're not that bad.
Yeah.
No.
Because I just got my first one from Ben Saunders from the UFC, part of 10th Planet. He came over and did a pizza demonstration last weekend. And without me knowing, I went to sleep. And it was part of the gag, so...
Those aren't fun gags to be a part of.
Well, it was fun for us.
Yeah. Yes, for everyone else.
So kind of taking your story one step further. So I have always said that I broke, and I did. I broke that Seth Petrozelli was filling in, taking the place of Ken Shamrock to fight Kimbo down in South Florida. And everybody's like, how did you know? Who told you? How do you know? Well, you just mentioned who told me, because Mike happened to walk by and said, hey, Seth just got the fight. And so that's how I broke it. And I've known Seth a long, long time. I've known Mike a long, long time. And I'm not sure I'd want your Guinness Book of Record, though.
Yeah, but I joke with my brother, who was the one who beat me up the most times, that one win. I had one win. We got in a fight, and I won that one. And to this day, I hold it. I'm like, number two could come at any time, buddy. Just keep it up.
Well, you know, and it's funny because in any combat sport, you know, you're invincible until you lose. Mm-hmm. Kamaru Usman, you know, out of nowhere when he lost to...
Rocky Edwards.
Yeah, Edwards. And then the second time, and then we'll talk about the fight Saturday night. You know, once it happens, you're susceptible. Well, once you finally won... You're susceptible.
Now, the real question is, was it the last fight between you that you won?
No.
Then you get to end with the streak.
No.
Right? Because then you're like, I had my best friend's dad played tennis growing up, and he beat me one time. And then he said, that's it.
He retires.
He retired. And every time I saw him for the years after, he was like, I still have the streak on you. You know, I still have the winning streak.
Let's stay on track. Let's hit a break. And when we come back, we'll talk about the celebrities. We'll talk about everything else about next Friday and next Saturday's event. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong, Snap Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and Bio Accelerator. We'll be here.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Hey, it's Sebastian Bourdais, driver of the number 14 AJ4 Racing Chevrolet, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong. Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
BioAccelerator is recognized as a global leader in cell therapy and regenerative medicine for sports and orthopedic injuries, spine and disc conditions, and chronic pain. The company has treated thousands of patients, including many UFC champions, former and current NFL players, and many everyday people like you and I.
The Country Depot is located in the heart of downtown Brooksville at 36 North Broad Street. They have everything under the sun, from one-of-a-kind art and decor to sports memorabilia, from metal signs and handbags to men's wallets. It's worth the drive. But you can also shop online at countrydepotstore.com. You never know what you'll come across when you visit. Country Depot.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Deontay the Bronze Bomber Wilder, WBC heavyweight champion of the world, and you're listening to Knockout Radio. Bam, baby. Good night.
We are back with you live tournament of pizza, hanging out, talking about next weekend's charity event that I'll be attending. We're going to talk about it's not the Arnold, it's the who?
Mr. Olympia.
The Mr. Olympia, which you will be attending.
Will.
Steve just left in the limo. He's headed to pick up some Survivor cast members. Johnny Fairplay, Janet Carbon, and Mama C will be here in about 20 minutes, a half an hour. Talk a little Survivor, show them the video, try to... however it takes to get on Survivor.
Is Tom Hanks considered a survivor?
No, Wilson's the survivor. Wilson's the survivor, not Tom Hanks.
That makes sense.
Let's talk about some more of the participants, the sponsors, everybody that's helping make this event go next weekend.
To continue on what we were talking about, having a talk about jungle MMA and fitness, Felicia Spencer, UFC fighter. Now, I'm not an expert on stats, but I think she never got knocked out. She either won and went to decision, but she never lost by knockout. And I think she went against Chris Cyborg was one of the main ones who is she's an amazing fighter in herself.
Yeah.
But Felicia Spencer is a hometown girl. So nice. She graduated from Lemon Bay High School, which is down in South Sarasota County. So she's coming back for this one. So we're excited to have her come out to that.
I want to be careful how I say this because this will probably sound wrong. More ups. Yes, she's an MMA fighter, but more ups is she's a teacher.
Yes,
you know, I give her more credit for that.
She's a math teacher, and each year it gets more and more difficult for these teachers in the schools. But just imagine stepping to that teacher and be like, oh.
So what is it about MMA and math teachers? Like Rich Franklin from Cincinnati.
We were just talking about
that. Was a math teacher. So
hey, there must be in the brain. There's a certain connection with fighting and
calculations.
Or there's no connection in the brain, and that's why they become fighters.
Now, send all your hate mail to Randy at knockoutradio.com.
Well, she doesn't have to send the mail. She's going to see me next weekend.
They have no connections in the brain.
One of the biggest names that we're very excited to is Andrew Jones, who is a five-time All-Star, 10-time Gold Glove. He's currently on the Hall of Fame ballot. We're hoping to see him get inducted into the Hall of Fame this next year with this next induction. But the Braves organization, as I've said from the beginning, have been amazing. And having Andrew being available to come participate in this game, he'll be at VIP night the night prior to. And just having that caliber of player out there is awesome. There'll be some other members of the retired members from Atlanta Braves that will be out there and some other Major League Baseball players that we are finishing the confirmation. So I can't say their name just yet, but
I need to make a phone call to the better to sport Jordan. People think Michael Jordan. You still say he's your favorite White Sox player.
Yeah, for sure.
You know who the greatest two-sport Jordan is?
Bo Jackson.
That would be Brian Jordan.
What?
Brian Jordan, who now does play-by-play of the Braves, played for the Cardinals, played for the Atlanta Falcons. You talked about a collision at home. He once had that Pete Rose collision at home. The only difference is he was a defensive back.
Oh.
So when he hit that catcher, I think they found him in row 42 of the 200 section. Anyway, back to the guests.
So another one we're very excited about is Vincent Vargas. He is from the Mayan MC. If you guys remember, just completely left the motorcycle show, Sons of Anarchy. So Sons of Anarchy was out for many years, and then they did a runoff show, and that they just completed their fifth year. It's called the Mayans MC. So Vincent is a combat vet himself.
Nice.
And now he is in Hollywood. He's on shows. He's in movies. And he is he first made his claim to fame with Black Rifle Coffee, one of his good friends, Matt Best, who owns Black Rifle Coffee. Right. So he's in some music videos and some rap videos. If you've ever seen their videos, they're definitely not PG-13. They're very hilarious to watch as a military veteran.
Yeah.
So he is coming out. He's flying out here for the event. So we're excited to have that combination of a Hollywood star plus a combat veteran just adding to the event.
Sure.
One of the people I'm very excited for is from the TV or the movie.
Sandlot.
The Sandlot.
Oh.
So my favorite character from there is the great Hambino, the catcher. You're killing me, Smalls, is one of his great lines.
Legendary.
And he is coming out to play in the event. Nice. He's flying out as well. And very thankful for these celebrities who are volunteering their time to come out here to do these things because they believe in helping our heroes and their families. And we have a whole, we've got some local celebrities as well. We'll have Sheriff Hoffman, who is the sheriff down in Sarasota County. We have our local congressman, which is...
I need to call Chad.
Yeah.
Let's get Chad Cronister out there. Sheriff of Hillsborough County.
Yeah, he's a little bit far north, but does he have any baseball skills?
Well, he's got skills.
More on the gridiron.
More on the gridiron.
He's got connections on the football field.
I'm sure he's got some skills.
Yeah. What about Dickie V? Dick Vitale coming down?
So he's a huge huge name in Sarasota. He's got his VIP night he does every year. Unfortunately, he is not able to make it this year, but. As the saying goes, there's always next year. So we're trying to line these guys and gals up. And great Congressman Greg Stubbe, he's going to be joining, and he has a couple highlights. He helped the Republicans win the Congress. They do a baseball game every year. And I think it was a walk-off home run.
Oh, nice.
And we are very excited because he's a huge baseball fan. And as he was getting ready for this past one, he went to the Brave Stadium down there and was doing warm-up, getting ready, because he is very competitive himself. So Congressman Stubbe is also a combat vet himself. So adding these members of our community that are also baseball fans, that are also veterans, is helping for the event. Mark Guthrie, he played for, I don't want to misquote what he is, he played 15 years in the Major League Baseball. And one of the funny coincidences, when he won the World Series... 1991, I believe it was. It was against the Atlanta Braves.
So they're excited to see him.
Yeah, so they're we're excited to have. But Mark has created a phenomenal program down there in Venice, where he's one of the baseball coaches along with Coach Faulkner. So both of them are going to be our celebrity coaches on both teams. But they have produced lots of Major League Baseball players, to include one that was pitching for the Phillies. They just got eliminated last night. But a local Venice High School in Sarasota young man, his rookie year, got called up to the majors and thrown right into the World Series, and was pitching in the World Series from Sarasota.
Wow.
So we're going to make a call and see if he's available. So not World Series, I apologize, the National League division.
So big question, who's throwing out the ceremonial first pitch? Do you have somebody selected already? Is it still... secret?
It's not a secret. There's a gentleman I'm going to ask tomorrow at a Rotary luncheon. He is a World War II veteran that he's still going 100 miles per hour helping the community. And this gentleman is just amazing. He doesn't know I'm going to ask him yet.
Oh, wow.
So we're speaking at his Rotary club tomorrow. So I'm going to be like, hey, well, are you up and able to do that? So having a World War II veteran... to be able to do that first, it would be an honor for me to have them out
very
there.
Cool.
Greatest generation ever.
If he says no, you could always just get a helicopter and then go up and then throw it from... bring it back to where you first started your military.
I'm not doing it. I'm staying away from the field as best I can. I'm going to be hiding in the background.
That sounds like a great event.
Before we run out of time, some of the sponsors, some of the people that have helped, you know, with their dollars, to make this event possible.
So we have been very thankful that a lot of amazing organizations, Palm Island Resort, they are putting up the celebrities and doing VIP night out there. And just the cost for them to stay out there, they're covering all the costs out there,
awesome.
Which is amazing. Bayside Pet Resorts is a growing pet resort company that they just opened another location down right next to the stadium. And we are doing honorary bat dogs. So we're going to have disabled vets with their service dogs. We're going to have canine units as the bat dogs instead of a bat boy. Everybody loves dogs.
Oh,
so we're going to have them out there.
Got replaced.
Were you trying to get the bat boy
position? Well, he was the bat boy for the Cardinals back in like 1805.
What
year was it? Before the Civil War?
It was a while ago.
No offense to you, but everyone loves the dogs.
Absolutely.
Everyone loves them. Mission Barbecue, if you've never eaten at them, they're awesome. One of the fastest growing. And if you go into their location, as soon as you walk in, law enforcement, firefighter, military, at noon every day, they stop. Do the national anthem, and I've just been blown away. And they are helping cater the celebrity softball game event. And the last one I'll talk about right now, Custom Mortgage. It's a mortgage company down there in South Sarasota County. When I said, hey, we're doing this event, he came on as our top sponsor as a general level. And we were just – so they are one of our team sponsors. Just very thankful to all of these businesses that it wasn't a negotiation. Hey, can I bug you? What do you need, Phil? How can I help these local men and women? And they've been amazing.
Awesome. Great stuff. Let's go ahead another quick break, and then we'll continue talking about next weekend. It's next Friday, next Saturday down in Sarasota County. A huge celebrity event with country legend, and you know I hate that word, Rodney Atkins. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Uriah Faber, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Tour de Pizza is back as Tournament Day Pizza, located at 170 47th Avenue Northeast in St. Petersburg. Located inside the Racquet Club of St. Pete, we've proudly been serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the last 15 years and running. Tour de Pizza, full menu, full liquor bar, same great pizza, Tour de Pizza. Visit us online at tourdepizza.com. Now remember, a slice a day keeps the doctor away. Tour de Pizza, it's where winners eat.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, I'm James Lofton, and you know who you are on the other side of the dial, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back, ready to conclude hour number one, and I don't know if this is good or bad, Matt, but I'm starting to complete a couple bucket list things.
Yeah.
So, you know, we talked about Royal Rumble.
Right.
And, you know, we're headed out there.
Yep.
Wait. You're going to be, I think they're coming to Tampa.
Yeah, it's in St. Pete.
And you're one of the secret guys that are participating?
Yeah, like I'm going to
be number 29 running out to the
31. Ring. I need to be 31. If I'm anything earlier, I'm done.
He's running. He's more like waddling.
Whatever it takes. So, obviously, bucket list for that. And then I just got confirmation yesterday that I will be attending for the first time. It's the 100 and whatever number Army-Navy game.
Oh, nice.
It'll be at Foxborough. Okay. Very excited. I'll be up there on the field. And Jay Retcher and I had a long talk at the Bucks game, and we'll talk more about that later.
Do the Marines have a football team?
We are a division of the Navy. So
I'm sorry, say that again?
We're the Department of the Navy. But but as the saying goes, we are the men's department of the Navy.
Nice.
Not saying nothing.
You really can't. That's great.
Well, no, it's funny. When he said that, you know, just recently I was in Vegas, and I went to Menopause the Musical. And, you know, when he said it was the men's department, you'd have to see the musical. Jimmy's wife is in it. So it's all about different floors at a department store. But anyway, let's conclude talking about next weekend, some other people that we can mention, thank. How do we get tickets? How do people get out there? Should they line up now? What should they do?
So tickets are available at celebritiesandheroes.com, or you can get them at the Cool Today Park, which is the stadium that we're doing the event. Tickets are $45. And just to remind everyone, 100% of the proceeds are going back to our heroes and their families. It's a family event. It's going to be an amazing event. And I got the blessing to, I'm going to rattle off a quick thank yous to some of our sponsors. We had over 40 sponsors step up to do that. I'm not going to list every single one of those.
No, go
for it. I've already hit a couple of them, but we got Apex Insurance Group, Strategic Marketing Resources, Hanley Homes Group is the one that's sponsoring our VIP night at Palm Island, which is amazing as well. Ingman Marine, Dr. Dixie Jernigan, Valani & Co. It's a new restaurant that just opened in Welland Park. Amazing seafood and steak. PTS Towing, Wampler & Varner Insurance, Malwin Dentistry, Southpaw Excursion. So Southpaw Excursion, he's helping us out. So I haven't added this part. So part of the event is we're going to be doing some excursions with some disabled vets, first responders. We're going fishing. We're going to go play golf, and we're going to have some celebrities with them. So Southpaw Excursions is one of the people that is going to help us do some fishing with some local heroes and their families the week leading up to the event. So we're very excited about that.
You think they might enjoy playing a round of golf with Steve Monroe?
I think so.
You might have to set that up.
Yeah.
Steve Monroe is the greatest golfer you've never played golf with.
Well, I've never played golf with anyone. When I get out there, I drink a beverage, smoke a cigar, and hit the ball left or right, but not in the correct direction.
Steve is the former world long drive champion. He can hit a golf ball 360 off his knees. Trick shot, great shot. I was going to say about what he does in Vegas, but we won't go into the gambling portion. So maybe next year, you know, we'll set Steve up to take some bets out to play golf.
That would be awesome. And the United Way of South Sarasota County couldn't have done this without them. And, of course, and always, the Atlanta Braves. I can't emphasize enough how awesome they are and the amazing things they do down in our community.
And I won't wear a Phillies jersey next week.
Well, thanks.
Well, we're in Brave Stadium.
Yeah.
Yeah, that wouldn't turn out too well.
Well, they're pretty happy right now because Philly got eliminated last night. Looked awful. Bad baseball running, bad managerial decisions.
Well, Bryce Harper had the opportunity. Two men on, seventh inning.
The bigger opportunity was when you had bases loaded, and I don't remember if it was one or two outs, and you have a rookie center fielder that can't hit your weight, and they don't pinch hit for him.
That I was thinking about that too. And they had him in, even for the whole series, they had him in defensively.
Right.
So,
but the thing that made me even, and we started the show with it, he didn't pinch hit him bases loaded less than two outs, but he pinch hit him in the eighth when it didn't even matter. You know, it mattered then, just really bad. You know, Arizona deserved the victory, but Philadelphia certainly didn't help themselves.
A couple of the additional celebrities that are going to be out there. The opening act for Rodney Atkins is up-and-coming music star Jason Brownie. He is actually a local law enforcement officer as well, and he got signed to a record deal with Clearwater Recording. And he's played in multiple ones, but this will be his first time opening directly for a national. He's been further down on the list, but now he's the one right before it, so he's looking forward to that. Maverick and Lulu, if you listen to country music, they're two of the morning DJs down in the Southwest Florida. So they will be playing as well for that game. Who else we got? And then we've got, like I said, we're going to have some first response. Right now we have voting. So if people go to our Celebrities and Heroes, or they go to our Facebook page, Celebrities and Heroes on Facebook, you can purchase tickets there and you can vote for heroes right now. So we have firefighters, we have law enforcement, we have veterans that are all in the running on that right now to vote for your favorite person to come play in the game.
My favorite veteran, of course, I think she does weather now down in Sarasota. On, I don't even know what TV station she's on. Leslie Lacey now does weather.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, down in Sarasota. So you want a ringer. Well, really, if you want a ringer, that's Bruce Meade. I think I told you about him. Yeah, I don't know if he's still in law enforcement down in Sarasota. Had a bat named after him.
Oh, yeah?
That's how, he hit the longest slow pitch softball, like 440-something, I think.
Wow.
Out of the Houston Astrodome.
How was that possible? The bat had to have been juiced.
It wasn't juiced until after he hit it. Then it might have been. No, it wasn't juiced. I mean, that's, you know.
That's amazing.
It's crazy. And when we played Bolton, I said, all I ask is that Bruce Mead, because Bruce was playing with Michael Bolton's team. They made a lot of money traveling the world playing softball. I said, we need Bruce on our team because Bruce is a local guy. And Bolton laughed. He goes, my whole team is Bruce Mead. You know, every one of them hit bombs and, you know, the whole nine yards.
Can't say bombs.
Well, that's definitely a name as we look to next year. If he's still around, we'll definitely have to get him out there because we're going to be bringing the fence in a little bit.
I was just going to ask you that because Michael Bolton demanded. He put we played at Al Lang right down the street, yeah. And he demanded that it was at 300, and it was so that he could hit a home run.
Right, right.
You know, everybody else could homer, but he needed it at 300 for him.
But even 300 for it's
a poke.
That's a poke for a softball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yes, it is going to be in a little bit shorter. Where we'll have to see who has that home run power. Do you only have warning track power? What's your power?
I don't even have warning track.
Are you going to get it out of the infield?
I get it out of the infield. I can't give out my secrets because then they'll know to. Is the shift banned in softball?
We have not even had that conversation.
Because if the shift is banned, that could be good or bad for me. But anyway, once again, how can people get more information? How can they purchase tickets? What time does everything start on Saturday?
Everything starts, gates open at 2 p.m. The event starts at 4. Tickets can be purchased, and all the information to see the celebrities is going to at celebritiesandheroes.com. Tickets are $45. When you click it, it all goes to Ticketmaster, so it's done through them.
I kind of got involved in this late. Matt, so you know that I called a Mohawked guy, a guy that has a tattoo on his head and a Mohawk and the whole nine yards.
Is he cold?
Yeah, he's very cold. He's like ice.
Yeah.
Now that he has a year to prepare
and
get his plane and everything set, you know, we'll have Chuck in town.
Nice.
I mean, that's the plan for next year.
Tito's just down the road.
I know. I reached out to him. Nice. You know, he's trying to get out of the restaurant. Tito Ortiz just opened a restaurant in Cape Coral. So he's just trying to make sure that he can get everything covered.
Oh, if we could have him on board, that would be amazing as well.
That's my bodyguard. That's my bouncer. Phil, thank you very much for your time. We appreciate it. Let's go hit the top of the hour when we return. Johnny Fairplay may be walking through the door. We'll be right back. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong, Staff Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and by Excel.
Wonder I can think at all, and my lack of education hasn't hurt me none. I can read the writing on the wall.
I love
is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Retief Goosen from the PGA Tour, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch.
WTAN Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF Dade City.
FM 102.1.
Listen.